Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's well known that Joe Biden is a plagiarist. He's been caught plagiarizing for years, decades even. It's well known. But this might be a new feat for Joe Biden, plagiarizing himself. It turns out most, or at least much, of his State of the Union speech this week was a direct plagiarization of his State of the Union speech last year. Check it out.
Build the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not from the top down. To build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not from the top down. When the middle class grows, the poor have a way up and the wealthy do very well. Because when the middle class does well, the poor have a ladder up and the wealthy still do very well. Our infrastructure is ranked 13th in the world. The United States of America, 13th in the world in infrastructure, modern infrastructure. We'll build a national network of 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations. We're going to build 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations. You'll see a field of dreams. Literally a field of dreams. 10,000 new jobs. It's going to create 10,000 jobs. And in those factories, the average job about $135, $135,000 a year. Jobs paying an average of $130,000 a year. There's been a law on the books for almost a century to make sure taxpayers' dollars support American jobs and businesses. Buy America has been the law since 1933, but we're actually doing it. We'll buy America. Tonight I'm announcing new standards require all construction materials used in federal infrastructure projects to be made in America. And under my plan, nobody, let me say this again, nobody earning less than $400,000 a year will pay an additional penny in new taxes. Not a single penny. Under my plans, as long as I'm president, nobody earning less than $400,000 will pay an additional penny in taxes. Nobody, not one penny. That we'd all agree that the present tax system ain't fair. The tax system is not fair. It is not fair. Close to a million people who sit at a dining room table or a kitchen table and look at an empty chair. More than a million Americans lost their lives to COVID. Empty chairs at the dining room table constantly reminding you. The only nation that can be defined by a single word, possibilities. Actually, I can define it in one word, and I mean this, possibilities. And as my dad used to say, it gave the people just a little bit of breathing room. But my dad used to say, Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Will you stand so we can all take a look at you? Thank you. I'm a capitalist. Look, I'm a capitalist. But capitalism without competition is not capitalism. Capitalism without competition is exploitation. Capitalism without competition is not capitalism. It's extortion. It's exploitation. That's why I propose closing loopholes for the very wealthy who don't pay, who pay a lower tax rate than a teacher and a firefighter. But no billionaire should be paying a lower tax rate than a school teacher or firefighter. One of those soldiers was my son, Major Bo Biden, where we could with Bo. Let's end cancer as we know it. Let's end cancer as we know it. We're the only nation on earth that has always turned every crisis we faced into an opportunity. We're the only country that has emerged from every crisis we've ever entered stronger than we got into it. Bullying, violence, trauma. Bullying, violence, trauma. We must hold social media platforms accountable for the national experiment they're conducting on our children for profit. We must finally hold social media companies accountable for experimenting they're doing running children for profit. In the battle between democracy and autocracies, democracies are rising to the moment. But in the past 2 years, democracies have become stronger, not weaker. Autocracy has grown weaker, not stronger. But what it does to your dignity, it's about your dignity. We pay more for the same drug produced by the same company in America than any other country in the world. You know, we pay more for prescription drugs than any nation in the world. 1 in 10 Americans has diabetes. 1 in 10 Americans has diabetes. Cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month. Cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month. It's never been a good bet to bet against the American people. It's never, ever been a good bet
to
bet against
America. Wow, plagiarist Joe. Doesn't even try. Great work by Mays Moore putting that together.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there. And your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, February 10th, 2023. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And yet another day where the realities of Biden's America, the Great Reset and vision for the world presented by the World Economic Forum, is becoming more clear and present as the danger we're all facing, not the synthetic drummed up threats where they make a virus in a lab and release it, or they try to start a war with Russia and blame Putin, and all the other fear-mongering to distract you from what should be your biggest concern, and that is maintaining your freedoms and your rights to live and prosper, created by God, divinely, born free. That is your birthright. And imagine all the movies of kings and queens and princes and princesses, and they talk about your birthright. You're the chosen one. Your birthright. Folks, you're the chosen one. You have a birthright. You were born free. You were born special. You have control of your destiny, of your future. And it's constantly under attack. Because the enemies of humanity, your enemies, don't want you on the playing field. They don't want to compete with you. They're afraid of you. They know about your birthright. They want to take that birthright from you, just like a king competing with another king or his own prince. Afraid of the birthright. Afraid of the bloodline. That should be our biggest concern. Your birthright to be free in the bloodline that got you here so that you could enjoy it. Now, not to spend more time on what we just witnessed from Joe Biden there, but pretty spectacular stuff to see it there, isn't it? It's like they don't even try when Joe Biden is plagiarizing himself now, basically reading the exact same speech from 2022. In 2023. That's your Democrat president, Joe Biden. Of course, we were all surprised enough that he was even able to speak straightly, even though there was plenty of mush mouth moments and words that weren't words at all. Still, for a Joe Biden performance, not bad. But we've since moved on, and the realities of Joe Biden's America are hitting us harder every day. And I'm going to get into that a little bit later, but for about a month now, and I just printed the most recent one I have on my desk today, Yahoo to lay off 20% of staff by year end, beginning this week. They're starting with 1,000 people this week, next week, until 20% of the staff is laid off. And so, I mean, Google has been laying people off. Apple has been laying people off. Amazon has been laying people off. mass layoffs. We're talking tens of thousands. When it's all said and done, it could be hundreds of thousands. Think about all the people that have been laid off or put off of work, working in coal mines or in the oil industry, being crushed by Democrat policies. This is what fascism looks like. And he says capitalist, first of all, he says he's a capitalist, but he knows that doesn't really jive with the American left and Democrat voters. So he hedges and he says, but this is just some weird communist speak, or like a little, he's waving the flag to commies, like capitalism without competition is extortion and exploitation. And really, if you analyze that statement, it has no meaning. It's empty. But it's kind of this, it's this vibe he sends out to commies, like, hey, don't worry, I'll insult capitalism though. I gotta say I'm a capitalist, you know, cause I'm corrupt and I work in DC, but don't worry. Here, it's still extortion. See, it's still exploitation. I'm a good commie too. But then what does he do? Crushes the coal industry, crushes the oil industry. Well, how is that promoting competition? No, that's promoting exploitation. That's promoting extortion. And then their guys in the green energy, their friends, get billions of dollars that never produces any energy for anybody. But how do you explain all the layoffs that are happening? How do you explain now, and I've got this in my news, how do you explain, maybe you've seen this yourself, mortuaries and funeral homes, it takes longer now to have a wake or a funeral than I've ever seen. I've dealt with it with a couple personal friends, and they just say, we've got so many dead bodies, sorry, it's taking so long to have your funeral. Sorry, it's taking so long to have your wake. What's going on with that? But it's not just wakes. It's not just funerals. It's the entire economy. But see, Joe Biden says it's all doing great. Okay. So we'll talk about that. The Nord Stream pipeline, you know, this is really big. And let's even say, let's pretend like the Biden administration is honest for a second. I know that might be hard to do. But let's just pretend, okay, they say they had nothing to do with the pipeline bombing. They don't know anything about it. Okay, well, so who did it? And why aren't you investigating? I think that tells it all, doesn't it? I wish the White House was honest. I wish Joe Biden wasn't a liar. I wish Nuland wasn't a liar, playing Marco Rubio like a fiddle on national TV. I think Rubio may come out a little tail between his legs and maybe scold Nuland for this eventually, but we'll see. He's fallen hook, line, and sinker for it to this point. He made the mistake of trusting Victoria Nuland. So if Biden didn't do it, then who did it? Oh, we're supposed to believe that Russia did it. As if Russia would sabotage their own economy. As if Russia would sabotage their own export industry. No, that doesn't make any sense. As if Russia would want to give the West more reason to start a war with them. No, it doesn't make any sense. But I will tell you, there is a difference between Russia, the Kremlin, Putin, and Biden. And you know what that is? Russia is demanding to know who blew up the pipeline, and the Kremlin is demanding a open geopolitical, all parties involved investigation of the pipeline bombing. But you know who's not calling for that and not cooperating with that? Joe Biden and this White House. So I think that tells it all, doesn't it? I think that tells it all. By the way, I didn't even mention this yesterday, and I was feeling bad not mentioning this when I went off air. Just so much news to cover, so little time. And then I'm watching Fox News last night, and almost every show, now nothing on the mainstream media, being NBC News, CBS News, ABC News Tonight, your local media, nothing on CNN, MSNBC, about the two Republican councilmen and one woman, shot in their cars in what is appearing to be a clearly targeted attack. Shot and killed in their cars, a second Republican councilman. Now, Again, if it was a Democrat, you know it would be the top story. Because what was one of the top stories last night on the left-leaning news? A Democrat representative who did get attacked and got physically attacked is what they're saying. Again, with all the Jesse Smollett-ing these people do, you can't trust anything. But this Democrat, I believe it was in Arizona, she didn't deserve to get attacked. But that was the big news story. She got attacked. She's okay. She's not going to survive. Physically attacked, that's bad. They covered that all night. But the two Republicans that got shot and killed and murdered, and here's what you will notice. Of all the mainstream media covering this, nobody will say murdered. They'll say slayed. They'll say shot. But nobody will say murdered. What are they trying to cover up for, and why didn't they report on it? I'm just getting started on what we got to cover today.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com. And that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Life products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, a nootropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store.
Like a rock thrown into a pond, your actions, even though they may seem little, have a massive ripple effect throughout time and space. We're actually winning the info war. And when you realize that Bandot Video has hundreds and hundreds of censored directors and investigative journalists and talk show hosts whose information is beyond incredible, hundreds of medical doctors and scientists, all of them right now telling the truth at Bandot Video. Millions of people a day visiting Bandot Video. But you can take that information and cause a bigger ripple effect, an amplifying effect, and make sure it gets out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and perfect strangers. You are the modern Paul Revere's. You are what takes our information and amplifies it. When you decide to take action, we as a species and as a race are invincible. So I thank you all for your past action, and I challenge you to redouble your efforts now, because humanity and the children are counting on you.
I've got some good news, ladies and gentlemen. After over 2 years of being sold out, Ultimate Bone Broth is now back in stock and updated even stronger at InfoWarsStore.com. Concentrated bone broth from chickens, chaga mushroom, and so many other amazing ingredients like turmeric and bee pollen. Learn about the effects and what it does for your body at InfoWarsStore.com, because it is the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
What in the world?
But now with the milk, I was like, whoa, this has milk in it.
Whoa.
It tastes like good. Damn, this tastes so good. Tastes like the best milkshake ever. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good.
War room. Infowars.com/show.
Even the top story last night for Fox News, but you didn't see it anywhere else. A second New Jersey City Council member found shot dead in the car. Now, why would it only be Fox News covering this? Do I have to tell you why? I will, because the victims of these murders were Republicans. Doesn't matter that one of them was a black woman that liberals love when it's in their intellectual corner or non-intellectual corner, but when it's a Republican, well, then it's not a story. So I feel that I don't need to spend much time on that, though, feeling guilty abandoning it last night. But really, the discrimination that Republicans, conservatives endure in so many different ways, the lack of coverage in media being one of them. There was another story, I believe it was in Virginia, where Glenn Youngkin appointed this woman who happens to be an immigrant. I believe it was from India. Very pro-family woman. And she was trying to run for either school board or city council. And the Democrats literally just banned her from being able to run. Why? Because she promotes the Constitution. And you say, there's no way. That can't be true. That's exactly what happened. A Democrat-dominated district banned an Indian-American immigrant from serving in office because in the nomination process, she read the Constitution. What else do you need to know about these Democrat fascists? What else do you need to know? Well, we'll tell you what they're doing to your children or what they'd like to do to your children. And it's starting to catch on now where, you know, there's going to be leftists or even liberals that won't want to get involved with the Gays Against Groomers movement, even though it's a non-political movement. It's impossible to stay non-political if you're going to speak your mind. And with how polarized things are, there's going to be people that just won't associate with you if you espouse any conservative beliefs. But not every liberal that bought into the LGBTQ identity militant approach to everything that's not LGBTQ wants to get involved with children. And what they're learning is the more they get involved and the more they stay involved, it's like a funnel, and it always leads to them wanting access to children. And so now you've got other former trans activists that are coming out and rebuking the movement, saying, I got involved in this for different reasons. I'm a consenting adult, but it seems every time I turn a page or every time I move on to the next thing, they're always trying to go after children. This is not what I got involved with. And there's a lesson here that's beyond just the politics of it all. It's that when you give people with a criminal mind or an abusive mind, when you give them a window of opportunity, they will take it. So, of course, when you've got pervert men out there, and, you know, they want to rewrite all these societal, civilizational, unwritten rules and laws that are there because they're natural laws, like gender roles and the difference between men and women. Yeah, because I will report that 99% of rapes or 100% of rapes are committed by men and not women. Does that make me sexist? No, that's a fact. So yeah, when you've got perverted men just looking for easy sexual access that they can only get off to in these perverted manners by pretending to be women and getting access to kids or access to the girls' bathrooms, that's what's going to happen. And that's exactly what is happening. And so I'm kind of getting off on a 2-segment intro for the show today because there's just so much to cover. And I've got 30 video clips to get to as well. We've got more from the hearings on Capitol Hill that we'll get to. More from FBI whistleblowers that we'll get to. And I think there's another story, and I don't know. I'm like, I am an ultra observant person. It's actually kind of strange, and people that know me well have noticed this. Like, somebody will send me a picture, and they want me to look at this or listen to what they're saying, and I'll say, oh, I have that same candle that you have in the background. They're like, how do you see that candle? Or I'll be watching a movie, and I'll notice, like, somebody's lapel pin is angled, like, 30 degrees different than it was in the previous shot. I'll be like, oh, look, they had to reshoot that scene. The lapel pin is off. This is just always how I see things. It's just weird attention to detail. And so as just an observant person, I got to tell you, and we want to relate everything back to vaccines because that's the difference. That's what has been the modification here or what is the variable here. And so I don't think I'm crazy when I say I'm just looking around and observing things, and we're seeing some evidence of this too. It seems that people are starting to go completely insane. It seems that people are having a severe mental problems now. Not like before. It seems to be extreme, and it seems to be rapidly getting worse. From bad drivers to weird behaviors in public, to the service industry completely falling apart. I mean, if you don't notice this stuff, I don't think I'm the only one noticing this. And by the way, we don't have any guests today, so hopefully we'll take calls and maybe we can talk to this. I don't think it's just me noticing this. I know the crew notices this. We talk off air. I know friends and family I talk to notice this. Now, is that just a civilizational thing, or is there actually something being done to us, whether it's a vaccine or the chemicals in the food and water? We know the fluoride dumbs you down and makes you more docile and easier to enslave. That's why they put it there. You're in a global population control program, in case you haven't figured it out yet. So when we come back, I'm going to actually get into the news. I'm going to get into this stack of political news, and we'll start going from there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday. We hope you're having a little fun on a Friday ahead of the weekend. And Ultimate Bone Broth Plus is really, really taking the world by storm right now. And we have an anonymous user that has submitted a photo that we can only assume is real. Okay? We can only assume this photo is real. We have no reason to believe that this is not real. And this is a Bone Broth Plus enjoyer, an Ultimate Bone Broth Plus enjoyer from InfoWarsStore.com, who is chugging his blender full of Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, I'm told, before he's going to swim across that body of water and climb that mountain. And you look at the individual here drinking the Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, he might be able to do just that. That's the power of Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. Now, this is obviously a funny little gag that my crew put together as a joke. And I said, that's hilarious. Let's use that for an ad. I don't even think they intended it. But I can tell you, I do enjoy the Ultimate Bone Broth Plus after a workout in a post-workout protein shake. I love the flavor, not to mention the protein and all the other great ingredients in there. So give Ultimate Bone Broth Plus a try for yourself. If you haven't yet, the bone broth, the chaga mushroom, and so much more. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there. And your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner is a listener, and we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas with the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack.
This is the War Room.
Share this message right now at ban.video.
So Joe Biden went down to Florida, and they are desperately trying to win Florida back. It's not going to work. And so Joe Biden went down there to talk to seniors at the University of Tampa to tell them that Republicans are after their Social Security and Medicare. And look, here's the God's honest truth about it. And this is just, nobody likes to admit this. We should have never bought into this socialist program to begin with, either of them. But it's unsustainable. It's unsustainable. It always was unsustainable. And it is eventually going to run out. Now, the truth is, I understand why they target seniors with this, and I understand why this might even be a concern for seniors. And you can say it's selfish, but I think most people my age understand and, quite frankly, don't even think about Social Security, don't even think about Medicare or Medicaid, because we have no faith that it's going to be there. So this issue is, it's time to just nip it in the bud now. And that doesn't mean we just cancel it overnight. But the point is, it's not sustainable. It's not fundable. The country's, you know, might as well be a bajillion, gadrillion dollars in debt. We're never going to pay it off. You want to actually reduce the deficit, get rid of all these socialist welfare programs. But nonetheless, Biden goes down to Tampa. Now, he's met with a bunch of Trump supporters, as you can imagine, a bunch of Trump flags, as you can imagine. And the audience, which video clip is it here? The audience is tiny, tiny little audience, tiny, tiny little audience for Joe. Four rows deep, about 20 seats per row. So, I mean, you know, I'm not the best at math. I think that's about 80 people. And they were probably all invited to be there. And then, of course, they lie. They can't help themselves but lie. Yeah, here it is right here. Here you can see the massive audience for Joe Biden at the University of Tampa today, folks. Look at this crowd. I mean, whoo-wee. Pause it. Hold on. Whoa. I could probably count them all right here, guys. Do you want to take your time? It's like, guess how many, M&Ms are in the candy jar here. We could sit here and count them all out, but for lack of the time, we won't need to. We'll be kind to Joe. We'll say 100. Joe Biden gets 100 people. Now, Florida's the wrong place to go, but I told you why he's going there. They're desperately trying to win Florida back. They're going to target seniors to do it. And they're lying to seniors, by the way. They're lying to seniors, telling you that Social Security and Medicaid can last forever. But beyond that, if it's up for debate, they straight up lied about the Republican plan. Biden lies about Social Security and Medicare to seniors in Tampa and again slips up with the billionaires thing and says trillionaires to pay their fair share. And I think that might not be such a slip up actually since he's done it twice. Because remember, he bragged. Again, it just shows you how liberals don't have ears, don't have eyes, don't have brains. That's why they love artificial intelligence so much, because they don't have any of their own. And so Joe Biden even said, the billionaires have doubled since I got into office. What? Isn't that everything against the liberal democratic left in America? Against the billionaires. They've doubled under Joe Biden. So I guess he lied to you about that too. I guess he tricked you there too. You fell for it. But he's saying trillionaires. Is that because the billionaires are now their friends, so now the trillionaires are their enemies? When there are none? There are no trillionaires. There are trillion-dollar companies, Google, Apple, and they both support Democrats. Democrats. But hey, they're for the little guy. Keep believing that. And then they put this flyer out on the seats saying, this is Rick Scott's plan. This is the Republicans' plan. It's going to gut this. It's going to gut that. They lie. They claim that they were taking text directly from the plan. They edited it. So it wasn't even what was in the plan. It was edited text that they put. But aside from that, folks, the plan already came up for vote and lost. The Republicans didn't even vote for it. It didn't even get the Republican support. So Biden's up here showing you a dead bill, a dead proposal that they put makeup on to make look worse or alive. And this is how he's trying to trick seniors to vote Democrat in the 2024 election. It's not going to work. They don't have the numbers anyway, but that's why he's down there. Now, the balloon issue. See, isn't it this? It's an odd phenomenon. The balloon was the biggest story last week. It shouldn't have been, or maybe it should have been. We don't still know the full story. But now is when we should be getting answers. Now is when we should be asking the questions, demanding the answers. And all we get is Biden now again repeating when the media asks, and the press secretary and the Department of Defense and everybody repeating the same thing. Not a major breach. Oh, not a major breach. Oh, there were more when the Trump administration was in. And oh, these Chinese balloons are everywhere. Well, so, okay. How does that excuse anything? So, okay, there's 100 of them. There's 1,000 of them. There was one in Costa Rica, Japan, India. Okay, well, how does that put an end to the story? How is that your bookend to this? If anything, that opens it up for more investigation and questions. How many Chinese balloons are there? Why are they up there? What are they doing? The U.S. government claims, oh, they weren't able to get any information. Well, then why are they up there then? If they don't do anything, then why are they up there? Again, I'm telling you folks, the big missing link here is the helium shortage. How many of these building-sized balloons are floating around? How many of these building-sized balloons are floating around? And is that why we have a helium shortage? NASA is the number one consumer of helium. How do we even know that balloon is Chinese? The wreckage that they were able to recover was Western technology. Was a Western build with English language on it. You don't hear about that, do you? There's also reports that, oh, maybe they thought it was an explosive device or it had biological weapons. And that's why they wanted to blow it up over the ocean. Oh, okay, so we got lied to. So we got lied to saying it's just a spy balloon, and we got lied to saying it's not a major breach. So if you add it all up and you try to put it all together, you see it doesn't fit. Now, what is the real story? Who knows? Was it all the distraction from the Pfizer executive with that bombshell video? The Biden classified documents discovered in four separate places now? What about all the other exposés going on? The big tech, big government collusion. The big pharma, big government, big tech collusion and everything else. Not a major breach, though. Nothing to see here. Unbelievable. And then more politicians getting fooled by the Chi-Coms. Ocasio-Cortez and other politicians paid Chinese foreign agent thousands. And I think this is just them getting fooled. Both parties, by the way. Members of Congress paid thousands of dollars in campaign cash to a Chinese foreign agent. According to a review of campaign finance records, Fox News Digital reported that AOC, along with two Democrats and one Republican, were involved in the payments. Those campaigns had sent their money to a Chinese-owned entity that the Department of Justice forced to register as a Chinese foreign agent in August 2021, as tensions rose between Washington and Beijing. After the Justice Department officials decided that Tsingtao U.S. was a foreign political activity, all of the campaigns had dispersed money to the firm, the outlet noted further, adding, Ocasio-Cortez campaign dropped $1,500 on advertisements with Tsingtao newspapers during the midterm election cycle, and it goes on and on. For the most part, it seems not such a big deal. These people just got duped. But I wonder why they're making a big fuss of this and not the balloon, and why they're making a big fuss of this but not Disney's influence, or not China's influence on Disney, and not China's influence on TikTok, where we know on TikTok in China, it's completely different for kids. It's educational and uplifting for kids in China. It's de-educational and depressing for kids here in the U.S. Any concerns about that, though? No. 1,500 donations? Give me a break.
InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalists psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and keep us on the air. Introducing our new incredible supplement line, InfoWars MD. Now, in 60 seconds, it's hard to tell you how incredible these products are, but all of these products are already sold on store shelves under other brand names for up to twice the cost we're selling it to you. These are high-end. These are the very best. You know our body's ultimate turmeric formula is amazing? Well, guess what? We now have turmeric 95 that's basically the same formula for a lower price. CBD oil of the highest quality, up to 50% less than major competitors selling the exact high-quality, full-spectrum CBD. And it goes on for all the new InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality, directly from the manufacturer to your door at prices up to 50%, in some cases 100% lower than what they're sold for in stores. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there. And your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. I am extremely honored to be seen by the globalists as their number one enemy. I am blessed to know that our information is so hardcore that the enemies of humanity are obsessed with silencing us. They know if the truth about their globalist operations is exposed, it's game over. And all over the planet, humanity is awakening and peacefully fighting back. And our main tool is free speech and the truth we promote using free speech. That's why when you share articles and videos from Band.video or InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, it changes the world. And that's why when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products that empower you and your body and your immune system and that of your family, you're also empowering the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. The fight starts at InfoWars.com, and the support of the fight starts at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless, and thank you all for your support.
Infowars.com/show.
Yahoo to lay off 20% of staff by year end beginning this week. Yahoo will lay off more than 20% of its workforce by the end of 2023, eliminating 1,000 positions this week alone. Now, we know Twitter is having massive layoffs, and I was having the crew dig through some of these other stories, and it appears, though Google and Apple and Twitter and Yahoo and Amazon all talked about massive layoffs, it appears the only company that's been able to avoid the layoffs, thus far at least, was Apple. But it's amazing. We're talking about tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of jobs from these gigantic companies, the only companies that are worth trillions of dollars or close. And of course, all owned and operated by liberals and Democrats. Oh, it's Disney as well. Disney to lay off 7,000 workers. Google Canada cuts 12,000 jobs. Google layoffs show you must look out for yourself. Now, Apple is saying that they were going to have massive layoffs, but they were able to avoid it because they hired smarter than Google and Amazon. After layoffs, ex-Amazon workers wonder about Earth's best employer. Disney cutting 3% of its workforce, eyes $5.5 billion in total cost reductions. Mass layoffs sweep big corporations, Google and Amazon among top companies cutting jobs in 2023. These are all... Every single one of these articles, it looks like, is from this month. But Joe Biden just told me about the great economy. Joe Biden just told me how great the economy is under him and all the growth and all the jobs and all. But let's practically think this out. And this is why it's so frustrating dealing with Democrats and liberals. But why? Let's say the economy is doing well. Because here's the thing, when you take liberal Democrats at face value and you listen to what they say and then you apply the logic to the face value statements, you realize that, oh, well, they're doing it. Let's take the argument that Joe Biden has helped the U.S. economy at face value. Let's take the argument that Joe Biden is making the rich and corporations pay their fair share in taxes at face value. So what do you get? Well, what corporations is he talking about? Disney? Amazon? Google? Yahoo? Oh. So Joe Biden raises taxes on the big corporations, and then what do? They fire hundreds of thousands of employees. And that's how Democrats are for the working man. Don't you get it? When you tax corporations and when you make corporations bottom line of expenses with employees go up, employees get fired. Number of employees go down. You're not helping the American worker by punishing the company he works for. Hey, I don't like big monopolistic powerful corporations controlling our destiny. I don't like it just as much as the next person, or just as much as the libertarian, or just as much as the liberal leftist. I think we could all agree with that, but let's look at a situation practically and logically, and let's look at the result. Let's try to be honest here, if that's possible for liberals. What do you think happens when you raise taxes on corporations? What do you think happens when corporations in America have to pay more money to operate? They go overseas, and instead they operate in the Philippines, and in China, and in Taiwan, and in India, where they don't have to pay the exorbitant taxes. What do? Oh, Joe Biden just raised our taxes at Yahoo. We're going to have to lay off 50,000 employees because we can't afford the taxes. You're for the working man, they say. It's really a shame that I even have to come on here and explain this like I'm a professor. But that's what goes on. That's what's happening. And the truth is, on top of all that, the economy is not doing well. The economy would be doing just fine if the government would get out of our way. The economy would be doing just fine if we didn't have all these mass layoffs, mass shutdowns, still trying to recover from the pandemic. Not sure we ever will, but you're starting to see. Now the supply chain has been permanently infected here. It's going to take years to recover from what we did in 2020. Years. But with more regulations and more taxes coming, that makes that recovery process even harder, if not impossible. Now, And you know what, just to finish this quickly. So again, Joe Biden goes to University of Tampa and gets a crowd of 100 people, low energy, low turnout, more Trump supporters outside the event than Biden people that showed up. There's no way this guy won an election. I don't even care that it's in Florida. It's just not happening, folks. Folks, I go down to Florida. We went to the Capitol in Florida in 2020 and it was a huge crowd, probably 1,000+ people there when we were doing our Stop the Steal caravan. A lot of you were probably a part of that. That was back when we had free speech in this country. Not anymore. And we got a bigger crowd on like a week notice. Like, hey, we're going to do this. Come out to the Capitol. We had over 1,000 people. We get bigger crowds than Joe Biden. Owen Schroyer and the InfoWars crew get bigger crowds than Joe Biden. Now, do I even have to mention Donald Trump? Do I even need to throw Donald Trump's name into there? See, and what Trump should really be doing to highlight this issue, and I don't know what's going on in his mind, but Trump should have had an event. Trump should be planning an event at the University of Tampa as soon as possible, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, to just go there and just blow it out. And say, here was Biden's event, about 100 people or so. Here's my event. We can't even fit it into the University of Tampa gymnasium. We can't even fit it into the University of Tampa arena. Or hell, they even have a hockey arena out there. Just go to the hockey arena. Trump probably fill that 10, 20,000 people. And then they tell you it's Biden that won with a record number of votes. Other than the actual vote total counted by machines, with all the ballot harvesting, is there any proof that Joe Biden is popular anywhere? How about this? Los Angeles, Lakers game. LeBron James sets the all-time NBA scoring record, quite a feature, I will tell you, and it's odd. I'm not really in numerology, but it's odd. It was like beyond even the DeMar Hamlin numerology. It was like LeBron is 38 years old. The record stood for 38 years. It was on the 38th day of the year. It was like 38, 38, 38, like 10 different 38s that somehow tied into this. Just almost impossible. Kind of like that Lincoln Kennedy story. You ever heard about that one? But here's Joe Biden congratulating, and they knew it was going to happen. Here's Joe Biden congratulating LeBron James on the accomplishment, getting booed in Los Angeles. Listen to this.
Everybody's booing Joe Biden. Everybody's booing him. Everybody's booing him.
So it's not just Florida where he's unpopular. It's California as well. But he had a record number of votes in California. It can't be. It just, there's no way. Not Joe. By the way, when you hear about Democrats going after Republicans for wanting to cut Medicare and Social Security, here's Joe Biden talking about that when he was a senator in clip two.
When I argued that we should freeze federal spending, I meant Social Security as well.
Oh.
I meant Medicare and Medicaid.
Oh.
I meant veterans benefits. I meant every single solitary thing in the government.
I agree.
And I not only tried it once, I tried it twice, I tried it a third time, and I tried it a fourth time.
Now, why would that be Joe Biden then versus Joe Biden now? And that video has gone viral, and of course the Stockholm Syndrome brainwashed Biden supporter says, people can change. People can adapt and evolve and change. Ah, yes, I'm glad you're finally being intellectually honest about this. Well, why did Joe Biden change? What changed? What changed to make Joe Biden change? Why did Joe Biden change his stance? See, they can only think one layer at a time. They can't think beyond. This is why they're so easy to trick and deceive. Like a mouse laying out a mousetrap. Oh, it sees a piece of cheese on a contraption. It's not thinking I'm about to get snapped into this. Why did Joe Biden change his stance? Why? Why? Because it used to be that the liberal left Democrat wing was for small government. It used to be that the Democrat Party was for smaller government, less spending. Now you guys are about big government. Now you guys are about expanding government, more spending, more communism, socialism. So of course Joe Biden changed his stance because you've become more radical and he wants you to vote for him.
I've got some good news, ladies and gentlemen. After over 2 years of being sold out, Ultimate Bone Broth is now back in stock and updated even stronger at InfoWarsStore.com. Concentrated bone broth from chickens, chaga mushroom, and so many other amazing ingredients like turmeric and bee pollen. Learn about the effects and what it does for your body at InfoWarsStore.com because it is the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
What in the world? Mm. But now with the milk, I was like, whoa, this has milk in it.
Whoa.
It tastes like good. Damn, this tastes so good. Mmm. Tastes like the best milkshake ever. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good.
Infowars.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support, liquid, is very fast-acting, taken out of the tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas. But this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So Down and Out, sold out for more than 5 months, is now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
So, the lies about January 6th are already totally exposed. The truth about January 6th was it was the largest civil rights march in the history of America. And then there were some provocateurs and some Fed surrections going on as a false flag to steer it to the narrative to help the Democrat Party and hurt Donald Trump. But what did they want to say when they were coming out? It's an insurrection. It was a treason to overthrow the government. Terrorism, all this stuff. Well, that's obviously BS. Everybody knows that's BS. Only liars continue to spout that propaganda. And so now they're even hesitating to say such things when being questioned on the House floor. Like in this clip, Representative Aldred asks if January 6th was an act of domestic terrorism.
Tone here. Do you agree that the attack on the Capitol on January 6th was an act of domestic terrorism?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Do you agree the attack on the Capitol on January 6th was an act of domestic terrorism?
I don't think I'm in a position to judge that. It was an act of lawlessness. There was a lot of property destroyed.
You're here as an expert,
and there
sir.
Were crimes committed
based on your experience.
By trespassing. I don't know if that rises to the level of terrorism, quite frankly.
Oh, not so comfortable calling it terrorism now, are we? Interesting. Perhaps he knows what's about to come out. But if you did want to talk about terrorism, yeah, find the people that initiated the violence. Find the people that initiated the break into the Capitol. We've seen them on the video. They're all clad in black, and then they changed into Trump gear. Find them. Question Ray Epps. But they're not interested in them, are they? No, they're interested in your grandma and the veteran wearing a Trump hat waving a flag. Because they want to send a message to their political opposition that the Nazis are here. We call them Democrats. But here's an FBI agent telling the truth about the FBI, and you can tell it breaks her heart as she breaks down just how corrupt the FBI has become over the recent years. And it was really just totally weaponized against the U.S. people by Barack Obama, and now that's just become par for the course for liberal Democrats to weaponize government against their opposition. These are fascists. These are communists. These are big government stooges now. And so here's a former FBI agent breaking down almost into tears, talking about how corrupt the FBI is today.
Participating in the investigations of myriad criminal cases, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas high school shooting in Parkland, Florida, the 2017 Fort Lauderdale Airport shooting, the Caesar Sayoc pipe bomb case, multi-million dollar Ponzi schemes, crimes on the high seas, bank robberies, murders for hire, sexual assaults, extortions, and more. Yes, it was physically taxing and emotionally jarring, but I believed I was making an impactful difference. And every day I woke up and I embraced being an FBI special agent until things changed. Over the course of my 12 plus years, the FBI's trajectory has transformed. On Bureau, the Bureau's mission it remained the same, but its priorities and governing principles shifted dramatically. The FBI became politically weaponized, starting from the top in Washington and trickling down to the field offices. Although FBI employees have their First Amendment rights, they are not at the liberty to allow their personal political views or preferences to determine their course of action or inaction in any investigation. Lady Justice must remain blind. Those that do not uphold these responsibilities cause a negative ripple effect throughout the agency in the field. It's as if there became two FBIs. Americans see this, and it is destroying the Bureau's credibility, causing Americans to lose faith in the agency and therefore the hardworking and highly ethical agents who still do the heavy lifting and pursue noble cases.
Now, who did this to the Democrats?
It makes it very difficult for agents to do their job.
Oops, I gave you the answer. Who did this to the FBI? The Democrats did. And they know they did this. So what do? They cry racism. They call terrorism. This is their justification for weaponizing the government against their political opposition. But you know what? Most Americans are good people. And I think we're about to have so many whistleblowers coming forward on this activity. It's going to be unstoppable.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Get into the alien conspiracies out there, conspiracy theories out there. I don't really do alien stuff here as some kind of entertaining rabbit holes and just curiosities and mysteries I like to go down at every once in a while. But, you know, it's famous, The Simpsons predicting all of this stuff. You know, people joke about all these Simpsons episodes predicting all this stuff. Is it them predicting it? Is it predictive programming? Is it just maybe natural prophecy, or they just make so many episodes, eventually it's going to happen. But, you know, maybe this one, maybe we should heed a warning with this one. Homer Simpson revealing that the presidential candidates are actually aliens wearing masks. Is that what we saw from Kamala Harris and Joe Biden on Tuesday night? Maybe we should be heeding this warning from The Simpsons. Homer Simpson revealing that our politicians, our government, are really just aliens. Because I just, folks, you just look at this activity from the trans kids bull crap to just the outright lies they tell you, point blank range, face to face, just lie to you. That's not human behavior. Not any humanity I recognize. Not the humanity I represent. Not the human I am and you are. That ain't human to us. It's not human. And you really think about it too. You know, these people lie you into war. They lie us into war where we suffer our blood, our treasure. Not for any benefit of our own. How alien is that? How demonic is that? I mean, what further proof do you need? But I digress from it now because I've got another example of that with what's going on with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And so you just got to ask, is this just total evil being represented in humanity? Or is it truly something else? Is this demonic possession? Is this alien? We'll talk about this Nord Stream 2 pipeline situation and tie it all together because it's unhuman, folks. It's just totally unhuman how lying and corrupt this White House is. And it's been this way forever. I mean, we could sit here and point it all out about Joe Biden. He'll end up being the fall guy because he might be the worst of them. But it's been like this for a long time. Now, digressing. Folks, we continue to have our biggest sale of the year live at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know Alex has cut at least one ad coming up, but he's going to have to cut a couple more. So this current sale that we have is still live, and I'm guessing is going to stay live through the weekend, but it could end tonight too. It just depends on whether Alex is going to cut ads today or not. He might be over there cutting ads. He was taking care of some other business. I'm actually going to tell you a little story coming up later about that. But the Alex Jones Was Right emergency sale, up to 50% off top-selling, top-rated supplements. I talk about it all the time. I can't help myself because it's just one of my favorites, and that's BrainForce Ultra or BrainForce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't go on air without Brain Force Ultra, folks. I do not go on air without Brain Force Ultra or Brain Force Plus. It's got the naturally occurring caffeine with the yerba mate, the guarana, and it gives you the mental energy, the mental clarity, the mental focus. And so if you're out there, whatever job you're working, try it out. You'll probably realize you'll be more efficient. Who knows? Maybe it'll lead to a promotion, maybe a raise. If you're a student and you need help concentrating or studying like so many do, you can understand why. And then they tell you to take this pharmaceutical pill. They take you to take this Adderall or anything else. Avoid that and try Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus first with organic ingredients in this supplement, not a big pharmaceutical product. And I think it'll have a better effect. I mean, I was never somebody that needed anything like that. I don't really like pills unless it's a supplemental pill. I don't like big pharmaceutical products. But I do remember when I first got into college that, you know, everybody was taking Adderall and, you know, maybe Ritalin and this other stuff, to prepare for exams and stuff. And there'd be we'd have group study sessions and we'd go to the library and people would be passing around Adderall and stuff. And, I tried it a couple times. I think it was Adderall or whatever. I remember I tried it twice and just hated the way it made me feel. Did not help me concentrate or anything. Just kind of just made me feel weird and like buzzy. Like the first time you smoked a cigarette or something, just like buzzing. But, not for me, but Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus knocks it out of the park for me every time. No buzz, no jitters, just pure clean mental energy, mental focus. By the way, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now, Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Okay. So, this Nord Stream 2 pipeline situation is crazy, and I don't want to spend too much time on this because I got to get to other news. Here's some of the most recent headlines, and we'll try to flesh it all out. White House says blog post, they're talking about Seymour Hersh story on Substack, but see, this is what they do. They dominate the media, and then they ban you from big tech. So we have to go to these alternative platforms or start our own websites, and then they just discount it. They just say, it's just a blog, or it's just alternative facts, or all this other stuff. And so it's this game that they play. This is what fascists do, where they buy up all the mainstream stuff, ban you from it, and then when you put something out on your own, they just discount it and say, it's not on the mainstream, it doesn't count. And they've got you under a spell. White House says blog post. Oh, no. Just a well-known journalist for decades exposing war crimes, causing the Pentagon to have fits. Still to this day, the Pentagon has fits about what he exposed from Vietnam. Still this to this day, people in the Pentagon that don't even, or that worked there, don't even work there anymore, complain about how he's exposed all their stuff. So they just say, oh, it's a blog post. It's utterly false. Oh, we just had Joe Biden saying they're going to blow up the pipeline. Newland saying they're going to blow up the pipeline. And then we're just supposed to, oh, but they just say, oh, it's false. Even though we said we were going to do it. And now we're being accused of doing it. And that is just utterly false. Now, understand this, because this is should not be forgotten here. When Joe Biden and his administration blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, they admitted an act of war against Europe. They said Russia blowing up the pipeline was an act of war against Europe. Now, it wasn't Russia. It would make no sense for Russia to blow up their own pipeline. This is insane. Unless, again, folks, just try to think of everything logically here. Just try to think of everything like a math equation. Does it add up? They tell us Russia is being devastated. They tell us Putin is destroying Russia. Under Biden, Russia worse off than ever. So, okay, Russia worse off than ever, but they're doing so well that they can blow up their own pipeline, one of their main exports, one of their main sources of revenue, one of their main power plays in the region geopolitically, and they're doing so well that they can just blow that up? You told me they were doing bad. Well, that doesn't add up. So then it doesn't even, but that's just another layer of thinking. It doesn't even add up for face value why Russia would blow up their own pipeline. And then with the other pipeline just getting built in competition to theirs, then giving the other pipeline a monopoly? What? You have to be a moron to believe that, which Democrat voters are. Same month, Switzerland considers jailing those who heat rooms above 19 degrees Celsius if country is forced to ration gas. Now, why are they rationing gas? Because of the war in Ukraine. And somebody blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And they say it was Russia. Now, how many calls for an investigation have you heard from this White House? How many calls for an investigation have you heard from Biden and Victoria Nuland? They want this to disappear because they bragged about how they wanted it to happen. They bragged about how they would do it. It then got done. They got caught, so they don't want to talk about it. But what about Russia? Russian Parliament Speaker on Nord Stream attack. Joe Biden is a terrorist who must be brought to justice. Kremlin says those behind Nord Stream blast must be punished. Does the White House agree? Does Germany agree? Does Switzerland agree? Does Europe agree? Does NATO agree? Russia wants whoever blew up the pipeline to be punished. But what about the Western countries? They don't seem interested.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized, because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Like a rock thrown into a pond, your actions, even though they may seem little, have a massive ripple effect throughout time and space. We're actually winning the info war. And when you realize that Band.Video has hundreds and hundreds of censored directors and investigative journalists and talk show hosts whose information is beyond incredible, hundreds of medical doctors and scientists, all of them right now telling the truth at Band.Video. Millions of people a day visiting Band.Video. But you can take that information and cause a bigger ripple effect, an amplifying effect, and make sure it gets out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and perfect strangers. You are the modern Paul Revere's. You are what takes our information and amplifies it. When you decide to take action, we as a species and as a race are invincible. So I thank you all for your past action, and I challenge you to redouble your efforts now, because humanity and the children are counting on you.
Room. Infowars.com/show.
I want to finish up here on this Ukraine-Russia situation, Zelensky situation. First, let's show this video, guys. Just B-roll me clip 3 on the screen here. This is a meeting at an EU summit they had, and Zelensky there at the EU summit. Now, there's a couple noticeable things here. Let's start with the one that received a lot of the press attention, and that was that Hungary's Prime Minister, Viktor Orbán, did not applaud, only one who refused to applaud for Zelensky in the video. And so people were noticing Orbán not applauding for Zelensky, not being a good Nazi sympathizer there. Good for Orbán. But also, seriously, at this point, I know it's been brought up before, and this is almost as offensive, maybe even more offensive than him, maybe less, maybe more offensive than him not even getting dressed up to address the U.S. Congress, who has saved his life quite literally, funded his war and saved his life, and probably put him in office too. And he doesn't even have the decency to put on a suit and tie. And look, I'm not the big fashion police here. But, I mean, come on, if you want to be serious, if you want to be a professional, if you want to be a gentleman, there's certain occasions that call for the suit and tie. And clearly, that's one of them. And you'd think speaking in front of the U.S. Congress would be one of them. Showing your face in front of the EU summit. So what is it with the sweatshirt and khakis or whatever? It's like an olive green jumpsuit pant. With the boots. What is it with that? Seriously, what is it with that? He never takes it off. He never changes. What is that? Who is somebody telling him to do that? Is that like, is he just a robot? Is this like a cartoon where the guy wears the same thing every episode? Seriously. I'm all for uniform appearances like Trump likes to do with the navy suit and the red tie. I'm all for it. I get that. But what is it with the sweatshirt and cargo pants look? What is it with that he's so committed he can't even put a suit on for a summit event or a speech to Congress? Now, maybe this is what he should be wearing. And guys, just put that video back on the screen there, because maybe this is what he should be wearing. This is probably what he feels a little more comfortable in. And you know, I know you've probably already seen this, but some haven't. And you see this video of Zelensky doing the gay porn dance here, and it just puts it all into perspective. It just puts it all into perspective that this guy is, well, yeah. And guys, I'm sorry, I need a little clarification here. We already played clip 3. That's clip 20 that we just B-rolled, correct? Him and the gay dance there. And then what is clip 23 again? Oh, this is him doing the sniff. So there have been a lot of videos that have gone viral recently where it's Zelensky. In fact, one person did a breakdown with two expert drug behavioral analysis, addictive behavioral analysis psychologists breaking down drug addicts and cocaine addicts' behavior. And they played that and they analyzed it with Zelensky doing all these things. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm not totally sure Zelensky is on cocaine. I'm not even really It's well known. People in the 70s, really the 80s, used to do cocaine. A lot of high powered lawyers like to do cocaine. And again, whatever. They used to prescribe cocaine. They used to put it in drinks. There's obviously negative health effects, and I'm not promoting the use of cocaine. I'm not into cocaine. But you gotta say, I mean, there's all these videos coming out, and his behavior is strangely erratic. And I mean, the whole joke about sniffing when you're on cocaine, it's been known for a while. It's been known for years, since the 80s. And, but, so I'm not sitting here, I'm not sure he's on cocaine. People are convinced he's on cocaine, but I think it's just more, he's just a nervous wreck, I think, more than anything. I think this guy's a nervous wreck. He's basically, he's been set up as the fall guy now for this whole situation in Ukraine and potential World War III. And he knows that. And if he doesn't get the full backing and support of the American military in the next 2 months, then he's done. He's toast. So that's what I think he knows. I think that's the erratic behavior with the sniffing and the grabbing of the nose, what appears to be a cocaine addict. I think it's just more he's nervous and erratic because he's in a position he never belonged in. And it makes you wonder how he got there wearing the sweatshirt. But people are convinced that this is the behavior of a cocaine addict. Perhaps maybe he is, after all, a product of the CIA. So we know about that connection. Now here from Turkey, and look, we played some of the reports. I haven't gotten into this big, but I will say the devastation in Turkey, folks, this is from this earthquake in Turkey and Syria. It's, I mean, we're talking hell on earth. We're talking hell on earth stuff. Over 20,000, they're saying, dead now. And I haven't really focused on the issue of it being a HAARP weapon or something like that. There were strange clouds that formed above Turkey right before the earthquake, cloud structures that rarely, if maybe never seen before. And apparently the same cloud structure that was right before the earthquake just got seen again. So I'm just throwing that out there because people would be mad at me if I didn't. But listen to the ambassador of Turkey here. I'm going to translate this from his native tongue here. And here it is in clip six. I say to the American ambassador from here, I know which journalist you wrote to get your dirty hands off Turkey. I'm telling you very clearly, get your dirty hands off Turkey. I know clearly what you have done. What steps you have taken and how you want to confuse Turkey, get your dirty hands, those grinding masked faces away from Turkey. This is clear here. So Turkey, nationalistic, wants a strong nation, doesn't want to go far left insanity culturally with the gay pride stuff and the trans kid stuff. And you could say the same about Poland, but Poland, for whatever reason, with their disposition towards Russia, is fully just bought on board with trying to start this war with Russia. But I'm telling you, it's just, I'm just trying to highlight this, and it's sad because it shouldn't be this way. America is being horribly represented around the world. The image of what America is now is being horribly twisted because of liberal Democrats and leaders like Joe Biden. And the world sees America now as a, not just the crazy neighbor that maybe they put up with, you know, that now we're the psychotic neighbor that they think might be mass murdering people.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there. And your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Introducing InfoWars' super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off where you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line. Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts of what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, I need to move on to this vaccine news that I have here. But there may be some more weirdness going on in the skies. There might be a breaking, developing story right now on another unknown object, UFO, if you will, getting shot down in Alaska. And that ties into a story I already have with strange, mysterious lights in Hawaii that government agencies are claiming they have no idea what it was, but thousands of people saw it, so they can't deny it. So that's going to be coming up. I got to get to this vaccine stuff. Now, I'm telling you, I really don't even think we know the full-on effects of this vaccine yet. I think we're obviously getting a better idea as the days go on, and we're realizing that really, it's the booster and then second and third and fourth, God forbid, that is really adding to the risk here, playing with fire. But I think it's beyond just the heart problems. I think it's beyond just the neurological problems. We know vaccines have led to autism. I think there might be something else going on. And I think there's something else going on with these neurological problems from these COVID-19 vaccines. And I think it's causing people to literally lose their minds. And I don't know if this is properly being observed or discussed. But I think as we kind of slowly observe our civilization getting weirder and more whacked out, just not questioning whether the vaccine might have something to do with it would not be very wise, considering we know all the neurological problems that have come from vaccines over the years. But it's amazing how the liberal Democrats that promoted this still don't get it, even though it's right there in front of their face. Like this from Taylor Lorenz. Now, we all know this attention-loving crybaby liberal posing as a journalist. Listen to this. It goes on right in front of her face, and she still doesn't get it. Again, you just shake your head in bewilderment at these people. I use the term people lightly. Feels like every month now someone I know dies. People in their 30s and 40s should not be dying like this. How are we supposed to just carry on while people we know and care about are just dropping dead? This is effed. This is effed. I'm censoring the original tweet. I'm so sad these people should be alive. You're right, Taylor. You're right, Taylor. They should be alive. What happened, Taylor? Why is it all of a sudden people that shouldn't be dying and young, healthy people all of a sudden are dying from cardiac arrest events? You yourself say they shouldn't be dying. You yourself say it shouldn't be happening. You yourself say it's effed. You yourself say every month you know someone dies that's young and shouldn't. How can you carry on, Taylor? Of course, the truth is Taylor can carry on just fine. This is an attention-seeking tweet. No, if Taylor really couldn't carry on, she'd be calling out the vaccines. She'd be questioning why this is going on. She'd be making the connections, making the correlations. She's not. She doesn't really care. She just wants you to care about her. But there it is. They see it going on right in front of their faces. They tell you that they see it going on right in front of their faces, but they still can't be honest with themselves. They still can't be honest about what it is causing all of this. They won't even question it, even though they're witnesses themselves. That's an amazing level of Stockholm Syndrome, but in this case, it's an amazing level of look at me, I'm a victim. But no, Taylor, you're right. They shouldn't be dead. Something wrong has happened here. Something horrible has happened here. And it'd be nice if you just wouldn't feign for attention, concern about this on Twitter, but actually think about it and look into it and call it out for what it is. Now, Fetterman is having problems. They lied to you about his health. We knew that all along. Was this the plan from the beginning, though? Top Fetterman aide says campaign might have caused permanent damage. Contradicts donor's doctor's letter, and so now he's still in the hospital. Was this the plan the whole time? What's really going on with John Fetterman? Was this the plan the whole time to have him incapacitated and just acting as a quite literally a puppet, incapacitated in the hospital, and then having a surrogate vote for him, a surrogate talk for him? They want that to be his wife, who's whacked out herself. So Fetterman not doing well. His health is in decline. They lied to you about that. And now you have him as a senator. And I think this was the plan the entire time, to put in a guy who's completely incapacitated mentally, maybe worse than Joe Biden. Yeah, worse than Joe Biden. And have that as a senator, which is totally fake, totally contrived. But then still casting a vote through a surrogate when the guy can't even think or talk or show his face. Amazing. Truly amazing. Now, back to the larger issue. Funerals delayed as increase in numbers of death puts mortuaries under pressure. And you may have experienced this yourself with a loved one and not being able to get a funeral home or a wake service in a speedy process in a small window of time because of all the delays. And you know, usually I wouldn't even do this, but you know, yesterday I did something I kind of regret, and I've gotten better at this over the years. And some of the audience actually likes it when I came on, and I consider it unprofessional, but I couldn't help myself. I was frustrated with a situation I was having, unable to get car parts for a car. Now, what's funny about this, though, is when I got off of air, I had a bunch of people reaching out to me saying they experienced the same thing. Funny enough, my own sister was like, oh, you think you've got it bad? You haven't had your car since December? I haven't had mine since November. So my own sister showing me up. The point was, this is a serious problem. The supply chain shortage, it's just, And here's the thing, because people were saying, no, look, here, tell me what you need, tell me what you need. People in car part services and stuff trying to help me out. This is the best audience in the world. I love you guys. And they're like, here, look, I can help you. Here's the part. Here's this. And I wish it was that simple, but see, here's the problem. When there's the supply chain backup like this, the way that our economy works is it's next thing up, right? So they could have all the car parts to get my car finished, but when there's 20 cars that they can't finish in front of me because they can't get the parts for their vehicles, the whole thing gets backed up. Again, that's why we can't get lids for our supplement bottles. And so we have to switch to a different lid or a different colored lid or a different lid company or a different bottling company. So yeah, we could have waited. And I think we're out of bodies, by the way, at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm not doing a plug for bodies. It's great. Turmeric 95 is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off. I do recommend it. But I'm using this as a point. So we could have waited and said, we're going to keep the bodies, bottle, and lid, but then it would have never been back in stock. And so instead we just said, well, we've got the formula here. We've got the company that makes the supplement. Let's just switch bottling companies and just, we can't get the black bottle. We can't get the black lid. We'll sitting here, wait forever to get it. Or let's just go with Turmeric 95 so we can put out a similar product. So that's how it works. This is the Biden economy. And here you go. World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros, it might as well be Obama, says we must prepare for potential H5N1 human bird flu pandemic. Oh, they're telling you the next pandemic is coming. And I'm sure they'll be making it in a lab and have the vaccine for you too. So, okay. Next pandemic is coming, World Health Organization. Next pandemic is coming. So certainly we should be closing the borders then, right? No, he's still for open borders, and so are we. Five Chinese nationals caught entering U.S. illegally through Mexico. Nothing to see here. What if they were Russian? That'd be a problem. If they were Russian, would that be a problem? Five Chinese nationals? What's going on at the southern border? The three Chinese nationals, three of the five, reportedly paid human smugglers $35,000 each. And this is the open border economy that Biden has opened wide up. But see, if you're a troop and you refuse to get the vaccine, they're screwing you over. Pentagon pressured by GOP to stop forcing troops to pay back bonuses after forced separation. They want to take your money for you because you refuse, take your money from you because you didn't take a vaccine.
I've got some good news, ladies and gentlemen. After over 2 years of being sold out, Ultimate Bone Broth is now back in stock and updated even stronger at InfoWarsStore.com. Concentrated bone broth from chickens, chaga mushroom, and so many other amazing ingredients like turmeric and bee pollen. Learn about the effects and what it does for your body at InfoWarsStore.com because it is the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
What in the world? But now with the milk, I was like, whoa, this has milk in it.
Whoa.
It tastes like good.
Man, this tastes so good. Tastes like the best milkshake ever.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation great reset combine trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandit Video links. And that's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
There's a coming-of-age experience. I think a lot of us are having it. It definitely happens when you have children. I think it clicks in more than anything, and that's not an experience I've had yet. But it's funny. You know, the crew, we're very in sync. I think we appreciate and love life in a lot of the same ways. And that's why the crew is always pulling up beautiful shots of nature and history and stuff with the music coming in. And I become a spectator myself watching it, listening to the music. But it's kind of a paradox where the older I get and the more I appreciate this divine consciousness, the more I appreciate this life experience, the less I enjoy it myself. It's like the more I appreciate it, the more I fall in love with it, the more I want to fight to preserve it. And I think that this is catching up. And I think that this is catching on. But I don't want to go off on a jag here because I still got a bunch of news to cover, including this. We'll finish up with the vaccine stuff now. So let's go to this student athlete, high school student athlete, fully healthy. Gets the COVID-19 vaccine, and here's what happens next.
I want to inform as many people as I can about the risks from taking the vaccine that I wish someone would have told me. So
now pause right there real quick. I feel so bad for this kid. I mean, I remember stuff in high school where you'd have a great athlete get injured and can't finish his senior year and win the state champion, you know, title. Or I had a friend that was a great pitcher, got in a car accident, couldn't play ball again. And it's like, man, you know, but this is different. He says, I wish somebody would have warned me. Well, and I'm not speaking down to this young man. I'm just saying we tried to warn you and we got censored and doctors tried to warn you and they got censored. And the mainstream media covered all of it up and lied to you. And so this is a victim right here of mainstream media propaganda. This is a victim right here of internet censorship. He wishes somebody would have warned him. I wish somebody would have warned him too. I tried to warn him. We tried to warn everybody. The doctors tried to warn everybody. Sadly, the message got censored and never made it to mainstream news. And so now this young man is in the hospital saying, I wish somebody would have warned me, even though we were screaming at the top of our lungs trying to warn him. We just got muzzled. Continue.
No prior health issues. And I got the second COVID shot Tuesday. And within 4 days, I have been diagnosed with myocarditis and was told that I probably won't be able to play my senior season now. It is a side effect from the COVID vaccine, and it's really not being reported or addressed, and it is a serious issue that we should all be informed about before making this decision. It isn't right for people to be forced to take the vaccine because there are actual side effects like this that could happen to you. And the NCAA should not mandate student athletes to get the vaccine because of what could happen to so many fellow student athletes, health issues, which has happened to me. Everyone should be informed of the side effects, and no one should be forced to take something that could cause what has happened to me, and no one knows the long-term effects of what's possibly going to happen from this. And it's kind of uncharted territories because everyone else with the same heart issues from the vaccine as me, we're all being tracked and monitored. We're basically like test subjects from the vaccine. So it's a very serious issue that really needs to be spread. And I've spoken with some other student athletes that have also had to have either heart surgery or have had heart issues from this, and it's very scary stuff, and a lot of people in our age group apparently are at higher risk for heart issues from the vaccine, and it really does need to be talked about.
You know, my heart breaks for this story, and it's relatable in many different ways. Oh, man. It's sad that we have to go through this as a nation, as a civilization. It's sad. But we're going to get through this, folks. We're going to clean this. We're going to clean this country up. We're going to clean this planet up. The eugenicists that run it, the population control agenda, the global government, it's done. It's exposed. It's going to go down. The power of the American people has not even been truly felt yet. The sleeping giant that is America has not been awakened yet to its full extent. And that's an energy that's populism, and it's going to take a headwind around the entire planet. And in many ways it has in countries. You're just not hearing about it because it's our corrupt government, our corrupt media lying to you about everything that goes on. But it's so heartbreaking to think. And because here's the thing, and this has happened to me, this happens to athletes all the time, where you have something, like I remember fracturing an ankle ahead of some soccer playoffs and just deciding I'm just going to play on this, and then later you go get an x-ray and say, yeah, it was fractured. Or in a baseball tournament, I still have this big bone growing out of my knee because of a baseball injury that I just was in, you know, you're in a postseason tournament. You're just, no, I'm just going to play. But see, that's a decision you can make. This kid can't make the decision. He can't play. He can't choose to go run around on a bad knee or a bad ankle. He's got a heart problem that could kill him. Now, mainstream media members are beginning to catch up on this giant scam as well. I'm telling you, folks, once people realize how much they've been duped, and this is going to be the hardest thing. I don't know. Is it going to be truly overthrowing the eugenicists that run the planet, or is it going to be the awakening process? I think once the awakening process is understood, I think throwing these globalist vampires off our back is going to be the easiest part. It's the awakening and getting the rubber to the road that's going to be the true challenge, and that's where we're at right now. But when you see stuff like this from the mainstream media, it gives you hope. Here's the Australian news host Carl Stefanovic before when the vaccines came out to what he thinks about it now in clip 8.
I've had my shot.
This is my shot.
This is my shot.
This is my shot. Come on, Australia. Let's get the job done. Start a conversation with your doctor about your shot.
I've just decided that I've had COVID a couple of times and I'm done with the vaccines. This is my shot and I'm done with the vaccines.
Now, obviously, if you have any integrity as a public voice or a talk show host, as you would see here, it's happened before. And this is what's so frustrating, too, where, and I always wondered this growing up listening to media, but I understand the dynamic now. It's just most people that go on air and talk to you are just, they're con artists, and they really don't care about the effects of what they say. I got something wrong reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop, and so the person who I misrepresented in a report reached out, and I said, why don't you come on air and correct me? That's what somebody with integrity does. So all these people that pushed the vaccine, all these people that told you safe and effective, you're going to find out who has integrity and who doesn't. And the ones that are coming out now and saying, this was a big mistake, I regret it, this was a big mistake, we didn't tell you about the vaccines, I was fooled, I was lied to, I'm sorry, let's fix it. Or they're going to continue to lie to you and you're going to find out who in media has any integrity and who's just a complete bought and paid for shill or a con artist. A poser. But man, you know, I got to say, whatever little worry, because I already consciously decided, I'm not going to worry. I go out to dinner if somebody vaccinated is making my food. I'm not going to worry. I go out and play full court basketball with 10 guys that are vaccinated. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to live my life in fear. But boy, am I glad that I didn't get injected with that. Boy, am I glad that myself and my family did not get injected with that poison. Can you imagine the fear? Because, folks, some people are honest about it. Some people that took the vaccine and host talk shows are being honest about it. And they're telling you they live their fear. They fear for their lives every night they go to bed, not sure what's happening in their body because of this vaccine. They tried to poison the whole planet, folks. They tried to poison every human being on this planet. It's a giant eugenics-based program, and the cover is that they want to stop man-made climate change or overpopulation of Earth because they think they own it.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Life products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, Anutropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store.
InfoWars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, I've still got a ton of content, and I'm not sure we're going to have time for calls today. And if not, I will have the entire Sunday Night Live for phone calls if I can't get phone calls on this Friday transmission. But maybe if I put the pedal to the metal, we can still have time for maybe a segment, considering it's Friday. And as is tradition in talk radio, you take phone calls. But this just broke. No. Let me put it all into context. We had the spy balloon story, the one that floated over the U.S. You had another one over Costa Rica. That just disappeared. Nobody had any idea. We did some deeper digging. It's at least three or four of the exact same balloons have been seen over Japan, India, other countries. No explanation. Nobody knows who or what they were. Never got reported any conclusions. Then you had the thing shot out of the sky in Montana. The Pentagon said, nope, it doesn't exist. Multiple eye reports, multiple eyewitnesses, multiple videos. Nope, it doesn't exist. Don't believe your lying eyes. Then you had this, not to mention all the crazy stuff in Turkey, but I'm not even going to get into that. Mysterious beams of green light in the sky prompt everyone to think the same thing, that there's been a glitch in the Matrix. Now, you see that green code from the Matrix movie, and that's what was projected into the sky or whatever was going on. Thousands of eyewitnesses for this. It was right by an observatory in Hawaii. Videos, eyewitnesses, everything. And they said, oh, it must be something from NASA. It must be something to do with the observatory. No. Ominous green lasers shot over Hawaii didn't come from NASA after all. And so now they're saying it's the Chinese. Oh, it's the Chinese boogeyman. Folks, this is, look, they're getting ready to start something here and they're going to blame China and Russia. That's going to be the new boogeyman. And we need to call for peace. I have nothing against the Chinese people. I have nothing against the Russian people. I don't like the Chinese Communist Party. They got their own corruption. Russia's not perfect either. They are not the direct threat to you here in America. It's our criminals in Congress. It's our criminals in the media. It's the population control globalists. But okay, all these aerial phenomenons, nobody has any idea what's going on. Weird clouds over Turkey, biggest earthquake ever. Matrix green lines in the sky, nobody knows what it is. They blame China. Spy balloons everywhere. And now this, on Neil Cavuto just moments ago from a representative in Alaska. Listen to this in clip 29.
I was briefed this morning from NORTHCOM. The Northern Command commander was briefed me, and I believe Senator Murkowski and our governor, about that they had identified this latest object over the sovereign space of Alaska. And as I have been doing quite regularly, including in this classified briefing yesterday, with senior Pentagon officials, I strongly encouraged the Northern Command, U.S. Northern Command, to shoot this latest impingement on Alaskan sovereign airspace down. I commend them for doing that, and since then I've been briefed by Northern Command as well as the Alaska Command military members based in our state, on the mission. And I do just want to say one thing about the mission. This is varsity level military operations. A lot of people don't understand the challenge and professionalism and just the incredible military effort that occurs when you do an op like this. Alaska is a huge state with giant airspace. This, included F-22s, F-35s, F-16s, Alaska National Guard tankers. We have rescue operation units that are on the ground.
So this is Representative Dan Sullivan out of Arkansas. And again, folks, this just broke. I don't have all the information, but they're saying another object was shot down in Alaska. How many balloons were there? What else was shot down in the sky? What was shot down in Montana? Where's the other spy balloon over Costa Rica? What the hell was just seen in the skies in Hawaii? Like, hello, do you have a pulse? What's going on out here?
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there. And your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
This actually is, and correlation doesn't equal causation necessarily, but I'm sure it's close to the reality. Honduras, population 8.2 million, banned citizens from owning guns, highest homicide rate in the entire world. Switzerland, population 8.2 million, require citizens to own guns, lowest homicide rate in the entire world. Now again, I don't think that's 100% accurate with the basic facts here. But the general conclusion, the general sense is definitely right on. And that's why the cities and the areas of America that have the strictest gun laws also have the most gun violence. Now, it's funny though, and I tell a story here that, I'm walking to the studio today, or I'm walking to the War Room studio to do the show. And Alex is dealing with, I'll just tell you, we had all of his guns laid out on a table. And I couldn't help myself because they were filming a video and I didn't know what the video was for. I just saw Alex over there with like 100 guns laid out on the table or whatever. And I was like, whoa, Alex Jones and guns? Like, that's as American as it gets. I want to check out what's going on here. They're doing a video here. And I don't know if the video is meant for public consumption, but it was funny as I'm seeing this and I'm looking at Alex going over all of his guns, and we've got some security there looking over all of the guns, maybe doing some inventory and some other stuff. But it's funny because you see that and it's a subtle reminder of why this country has never had a land invasion and why at the end of the day, the people still have the final say. Now, I don't know what the number of gun owners in America is right now, but it's the American gun ownership, and it's Americans that own thousands of firearms, millions of firearms, whatever it is, all the ammunition, everything. That's what the government is really afraid of at the end of the day. It's the ultimate equalizer. It's the ultimate human pro-American personnel. If anything ever hit the fan, it saved us from land invasions and it saved us from tyranny. And this is why they go after the guns so hard. This is why authoritarians and tyrants target guns and disarming civilians. They must disarm you. They must make you a slave before they conquer you. And so it was just this reminder seeing that, and it built this pride in me. Seeing it, just, I don't know why, just seeing Alex and security there with all these guns laid out, I'm just like, damn, that's America right there. That's what's kept us free. That's why the tyrants target our guns. That's why slave masters want us disarmed. So, gotta tell you, it's a bumpy ship a lot of times around here, but man, oh man, it doesn't get much more Americana than InfoWars. And this audience and this crew and everything we've done here. And it fills me with pride. It fills me with joy more so than really any other physical potentials could. Whether it be money or fortune or fame, whatever. Nothing can make you feel like that. Nothing can remind you of where you've come from, what you represent, and why you're still free. Now, I'm waxing here, but part of it is, it just reminds me how much I appreciate InfoWars, Alex Jones, and this audience, and I hope that we can stay here forever. You know the attacks we're under, folks. It's not a secret. It's pretty well reported. But it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air. Not to mention your prayers, your words of encouragement, your support, sharing the links and all of it as well. But keeping the crew here so that we don't have to lay people off on all the attacks. We don't have to cancel all the 10 hours of live streaming we do, but we can actually add to it. That's all part of the process when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. So the Alex Jones Was Right emergency sale continues, up to 50% off top-selling, top-rated supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Look at that one. Why not do a miscellaneous plug today? Shotgun shell thermostat. I'm thinking about the thermostat that I'm about to change when the segment break hits. Shotgun shell thermos at InfoWarsStore.com. You might need this. You know, you might need one if the grid goes down. You might need a thermos. But the shotgun shell thermos, 25-ounce thermal bottle. It's this crazy thing. We've got, I've talked about this before, and we've kind of shrunk our inventory a little bit. It's the Biden economy, so everything's shrinking. So naturally, our products that we offer at InfoWarsStore.com have shrank too. But there's always, when I go shopping at the storefront at InfoWarsStore.com, I always find miscellaneous stuff that's like so cool. Like, for example, remember we, a couple of months ago or a year ago, we plugged the Humvee, portable, weatherproof, waterproof, Bluetooth speaker. Now, I think we have sold out of that since. Shotgun shell thermos right there. So you need a thermos? You like guns? You want to support InfoWars? Shotgun shell thermos, InfoWarsStore.com right now. There's your cool miscellaneous object that we have at InfoWarsStore.com to offer you today. That's pretty sweet. And remember, it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air. If you don't want to buy a product, go right to InfoWarsStore.com, hit the donate tab, and you can help us that way as well. All right, let's go through a couple of these other headlines before I dive in now to this trans kid pedophile agenda the left is promoting, and beyond, the racism agenda too. You know, how do we even rationalize this? How do we even approach this? It's so bad. Again, people, observant people should be seeing this and scratching their head and be saying, what is going on? Philadelphia robbery suspects caught on camera kicking and stomping woman in city street. Teenagers, a group of teenagers beat a woman in the street. What kind of person does this? How does this happen? Four teenagers beating a woman in the streets, stomping and kicking her while she's on the ground. What is that? How did we get to a point of such hatred? How did we get to a point of such a lacking of humanity in young men? What is going on? Well, one of the issues here is definitely a fatherless household. Oh, you're leaping to conclusions. You know what? Sometimes you make a solid bet because you're confident you're going to win it. And this is just a story that was in the news today. You could pull videos and stories like this from all over the place, all over America, all the time. I'm just using it as a larger story. It's like, how is this happening? What is going on? How can we have such evil and hatred in our streets? Why? And we've seen the restaurant violence, right? We've seen the retail store crimes, right? There's another one. This guy just goes behind, we've seen it ever, all these fast food restaurants. This guy goes behind the desk at Chick-fil-A, just starts making a mess of things, throwing things around, assaulting the female employees. What is that? Why do you behave like that? Seriously, how do you explain this behavior? This is nuts. Lowering your humanity, lowering your human standards, lowering your soul, your consciousness, your empathy. How does this happen? We're seeing it more and more often, whether it's the people getting attacked in the streets, women, old people, whether it's people going behind fast food restaurants, assaulting employees, stealing stuff, making a mess. Or how about all the school fights? Now, I've talked about this before, folks. I could play school fight videos all the time. And I understand high school fights happen all the time. I've been involved in a couple high school fights, but it's different now. There used to still be some a level of dignity or respect to this stuff. You got in a fist fight. You had your fight. Guys had it out. You cleaned it up. You separated. That was that. Now it's like you beat somebody like you hate them. You beat somebody like you want them dead. You beat somebody like they owe you something. 14-year-old New Jersey girl takes her own life after four classmates brutally beat her in school hallway. And nobody steps in. I just imagine the level of depression and depravity now. And she killed herself because she feels like there's no hope left if she can be beaten like that and nobody steps in to save her. What a sad story.
InfoWars secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner's a listener. And we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% humanoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win. I am extremely honored to be seen by the globalists as their number one enemy. I am blessed to know that our information is so hardcore that the enemies of humanity are obsessed with silencing us. They know if the truth about their globalist operations is exposed, it's game over. And all over the planet, humanity is awakening and peacefully fighting back. And our main tool is free speech and the truth we promote using free speech. That's why when you share articles and videos from Band.Video or InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, it changes the world. And that's why when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products that empower you and your body and your immune system and that of your family, you're also empowering the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. The fight starts at InfoWars.com, and the support of the fight starts at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless, and thank you all for your support.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's a thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalists psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Look into this absolutely whacked out freak show news that we have to cover all the time now, and hopefully this will never have to be dealt with again on planet Earth, and that's trans kids and pedophiles using the shield of LGBTQ to get access to kids. Boy, oh boy, where to start? From Redux.info, trans pride flag creator. Is that the new one with the Nazi logo? Or, you know, there's so many. Announces adoption of 14-year-old trans daughter. So there's already a huge age difference in this trans man's girlfriend. It's a dude pretending to be a woman with a girlfriend that's two decades younger than he is. But fine, whatever. I don't, you know, as long as everybody's consenting and of age, I'm not here to judge. It's not my issue. But now it's clearly there's something deranged with you if you're a man pretending to be a woman, and now they can adopt a 14-year-old boy and change his gender and call it a girl. If you don't think something's wrong with that, then there's something wrong with you. It's clearly a deranged individual. Trans-identified male allegedly peeks under young girl's stall in changing room in British Columbia. So it's a man pretending to be a woman sitting in the bathroom looking under the stall at other females while they're using the bathroom. Now, this just takes the depravity to a whole nother level. I mean, I'm not trying to get too, detailed here, but it's like, all right, pervert man walks into the female locker room. Pervert man pretending to be a woman walks into the female locker room to get his jollies, get his rocks off, get a little free peep show. It's like, that's one level of depravity. That's one level of you're a sick freak. You're an abuser. But to then go into the bathroom and peep under the stall to look at women while they're using the toilet? That's like level of depraved mental derangement extremism. I don't know if it gets more deranged than that. Wow. But these stories aren't going anywhere in the near future. These stories are only going to get worse and worse and worse until finally we address this for what it is, pedophilia and sexual deviance and perverts and abusers. Until that is widely accepted and it's approached that way, these are only going to continue. And now the whistleblowers are coming out. Expect this to continue as well. This is the yin and yang. Not everybody in the trans community or not everybody promoting the trans community is a pedophile. And they're realizing that that's really what is at the bottom of this movement now. I thought I was saving kids. Now I'm blowing the whistle. There are more than 100 pediatric gender clinics across the United States. I worked at one of them. What's happening to children is morally and medically appalling. So again, an individual who joined the trans kids movement thinking that she was helping kids, now realizing it's abuse. I'm a 42-year-old St. Louis native, a queer woman, and a politically to the left of Bernie Sanders. My worldview has deeply shaped my career. I have spent my professional life providing counseling to vulnerable populations, children in foster care, sexual minorities, and the poor. For almost 4 years, I worked at Washington University School of Medicine, Division of Infectious Diseases, with teens and young adults who are HIV positive. Many of them were trans or otherwise gender nonconforming, and I could relate. And it goes on and on. This is a long story about her history working in healthcare in St. Louis and basically getting into it for what she believed was the right reasons, or she's had problems with her gender identity or her sexual expression over the years, and she wanted to help others that were with it. And then she gets in and she realized, wait a second, I've got my own politics. I've got my own worldview. I've got my own reason to come in here and do this, but I'm not a child abuser. I'm not promoting this stuff to make money off children's surgeries. I'm not in it to mutilate children's genitals. I'm not in it to give pedophiles access to children. And that's what it ends up being when you get involved in this stuff. And when that's not what you're into, you quickly find out that, whoa, I got involved in something. I had no idea what was going on. So I thought I was saving trans kids. Now I'm blowing the whistle. This phenomenon is going to continue in the yin and yang effect versus the other side of the spectrum. Men pretending to be women getting a peep show in the women's locker room. Now, here's some more evidence of this in just utter freak show displays here. Al Vernaccio is a sex educator for kids aged 3 to 18 at Friends Central School in Pennsylvania. And listen to this individual speak at the Sexual Freedom Summit in clip 24.
At my school, I'm responsible for the sexuality education of all of our students, from our youngest students, who are 3 years old in nursery school, up through our 12th graders,
I mean, just pause it right 18. There. The fact that you just talked about sexuality of three-year-olds, check this man's hard drive immediately. I mean, are you kidding me? What is this? The crew just found this. This is this individual with an I Love Pizza stamp? Don't even get me started on this. You know, guest of the show, Natalie Denise, does great exposés on this. She just dove down a whole new, I won't even say the word, you know the word. I don't even want to get into this. This is the guy promoting how much he loves pizza here with all the gay pride pins behind him, talking about how three-year-olds are sexual. Yeah, check this man's hard drive immediately. Continue.
And getting ready to leave high school. That's a huge range. But every single one of those kids is a sexual being.
He's talking about 3 years.
They have been since birth.
My God.
And at every age and stage, we can offer them age-appropriate, transformative sexuality education.
Oh, my God.
I'm only a small part of the village that supports them as they grow. It's not enough that I teach them. We have to teach them. Part of my message today is that we all, no matter what else we do in life, need to find a way to be sexuality educators for the kids in our lives. If we don't step up, others will. And many of those others don't see wholeness and freedom the way we do. One of the things we can celebrate today is how young people
have so many more options
to consider than simply whether they feel like a boy or a girl, or whether they identify as gay, straight, or bisexual. Our understandings of both gender and orientation.
I shouldn't be laughing because this guy's promoting child abuse. Buddy. This is crazy. The crew's finding all this guy's social media. He's just posing with pizza and all kinds of pizza stuff. But Pizzagate's fake. Don't worry about that. And don't go watch Natalie Denise's new videos on it either. It's all fake. Don't worry about it. Don't even go down that rabbit hole. Folks, look, you know, it's like, criminy. It's like, I want to take this guy, except for the fact he'd probably be turned on by it and maybe, you know, pull his trousers down and pull a Jeffrey Toobin. It's like, I want to take this guy to a hospital and say, dude, let's go watch 100 childbirths. And I'm going to bet you that every single one of those children comes out with either one of two reproductive organs, either one of two genitalia. Every single baby. So no. This isn't three-year-olds are open-minded to being more than a boy or a girl. You're sick.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there. And your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects,
believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life, Ultimate Bone Broth, at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Introducing our new incredible supplement line, InfoWars MD. Now, in 60 seconds, it's hard to tell you how incredible these products are, but all of these products are already sold on store shelves under other brand names for up to twice the cost we're selling it to you. These are high-end. These are the very best. You know our body's ultimate turmeric formula is amazing? Well, guess what? We now have turmeric 95 that's basically the same formula for a lower price. CBD oil of the highest quality, up to 50% less than major competitors selling the exact high-quality, full-spectrum CBD. And it goes on for all the new InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality, directly from the manufacturer, to your door, at prices up to 50%, in some cases 100% lower than what they're sold for in stores. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top, but right now is the critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and don't.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
You know, on this topic of the child abusers posing as LGBTQ activists, and I discuss this philosophical issue I have quite often. And that's the difference between a land of laws and a land of justice. We're supposed to be a land of justice. We have laws. We have laws of the land, but justice is the ultimate goal here. And so what am I talking about? In the break, the crew and I were discussing the father that shot the pedophile that raped his kid and discussing, well, that's a murder. You murdered your child's assaulter, but I mean, natural law would be, if that happened, say in a small community and a child rapist got killed by the father of the child, they'd probably just look the other way and say nothing. But in this famous case of Gary Plache, who shot his child's abuser on live TV, you know, for a murder, you're going to go to jail for your life, but that's what the law says. Well, things aren't always black and white. The gray area is actually much bigger. most is in the gray. And so this individual that shot his child's abuser ended up getting, I forget what it was, I think 30 years probation, 300 community service hours. He did spend time in jail awaiting trial. 5 years probation, 300 hours community service, crew correcting me there. He did spend time in jail awaiting trial, but see, to me, that's closer to justice. The law would say, you're a murderer, you're going to jail forever. Justice would say, you killed the man that raped your son, you did commit a murder, but it's not worthy of a life sentence, but it is worthy of a punishment. And I think that's an example of justice versus laws. But I'm digressing. Boy, you go down the rabbit hole with that guy whose video we just played in the last segment, folks. It's just, why is the symbolism always there? Sure, it's just a coincidence, but we got to move on. Now, these sex offenders are being put right up next to your children. They're being put in the classrooms, in the libraries, and now right at the bus stops. This happened, I believe this is in Canada, Enumclaw, Canada, I think is where this was, a community meeting, parents worried about sex offenders, and listen to what gets discussed in clip 25.
Now, I want to address the school bus stop. I don't have a dog in this fight. I want the victim's voice to always be heard in whatever scenario I find myself. And Chris Knutson was kind enough. We have done this before in the past. Now, the school bus stops, the windows, and I'm going to simplify this. And y'all might just say, the onus of keeping your kids safe is on you. You need to talk to your kids. You need
now,
to
pause it real quickly because I should have given proper context. There is a sex offender who was placed right next to the school bus stop. A sex offender, a known sex offender placed right next to the school bus stop. The parents complained because this stuff shows up on their, you know, parents are worried. They have apps and everything that shows you where child abusers are, sex traffickers are. And they see this bus stop where their children are, many times unsupervised, group home for high-level sex offenders opens near Enumclaw. So it's not just one. It's a whole group. They placed an entire collective. They placed an entire community of serial sex abusers right next to a children's bus stop where many times children are unsupervised. Without their parents there. And the parents say, hey, you think you could find a new location for this? That's kind of common sense. And then she just says, nope, it's your job to protect your kids. Continue.
You need to open a dialogue with your children. Keep them safe at the bus stop. What can you do? Stand up, the two ladies with the bus stop. No, I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is talk to your kids before they're getting to the bus stop.
Wow.
I can't hear you.
Now, obviously you talk to your kids and you talk to your kids and you tell them about the world and you warn them about strangers and danger and everything. And to act like that's the issue here is just so disingenuous. Imagine this, guys. As if it's not ludicrous enough to put a community, maybe they're recovering, whatever. You'd think you wouldn't even want to put them there, even if they're recovering, whatever the case is. Even if it was a prison, to think we're going to put a community of high-level sex abusers and child abusers right next to a school bus stop. As if that isn't ludicrous enough, they're then going to tell the parents that complain about this setup, that complain about the location for obvious reasons, and they're going to tell them, it's on you. Well, yeah, parents, sadly, it is on you. Liberals and leftists are putting your children in compromising positions every day. And yeah, you gotta be on the lookout now. because watch out, the left is here. Now, Hotep Jesus points this out, and we're seeing it everywhere from Disney. Coloring packet my goddaughter got in school today. This is supposedly a part of the Black History Month curriculum. She's 9 years old, and it's, I guess, you know, supposed to be black representation in these coloring books, and it's queer affirming, transgender affirming. They love targeting the black community with the gay, trans agenda. It's all about cucking you. And so this is why they're doing this with the Proud Family on Disney as well. And look, I'm not going to play all the video clips. The propaganda that they're putting out in the Proud Family is just obscene. The racial propaganda, the sexual propaganda, it's disgusting. It's so bad. Disney Plus reports its first subscriber loss of 2.4 million subscribers. And because they're losing their subscribers, because they're doing propaganda, sexual propaganda, racial propaganda for kids, and now they're laying off 7,000 employees in response. And this is the kind of crap that gets promoted. In fact, I'll have to come back and cover this because I'm short on time here. But this is the kind of crap I'll show you, their response. And here's the thing. You know, most people that first discovered me years ago followed me and loved my work from doing the street videos. And I get this all the time. Why don't you still do the street videos? And I've explained this, but just to put it out there again, folks, I can't go out and do the street content anymore. I understand it's your favorite Owen Schroyer content. Believe me, I wish I could do it. I love debating. Debating my political beliefs and stances is like the most fun I can have. I work my brain. I'm working out. I'm exercising so that I can have the intellectual fight with anybody. But I can't. If you notice, I used to be able to go out and talk to leftists, talk to liberals, Trump haters, whatever, and have debates, and it created the millions of videos you see out there and got billions of views before I got banned on YouTube. I can't do that. If I go out now, all I get is assaulted, all I get is attacked, all I get is spat on, all I get is arrested, and I have to take security, and it's just, sadly, I just can't do it anymore. Now, there's flash occasions when I can, and I'll try to when I can, but I just, it's too violent out there. There's just too much hate, and it's just I can't get the content I used to. So I can actually sit here and say I am undefeated debating liberals. A liberal leftist Democrat has never defeated me in a debate. In fact, I'll go ahead. You know, I'll be a little pompous here because it's just true. I'm baiting the liberals into debating me. But I'm the king of political debate. I am the king of political debate. Nobody has the undefeated track record facing thousands of leftists at the same time. I am the king of political debate. How do you like that? I'm going to crown myself the king of political debate just to try to bait a liberal into calling in and debating me someday, or maybe seeing if a liberal has the gumption to debate me on the streets if they ever see me. It'll never happen, but I'm going to come in. I'll explain why I'm telling you this on the other side. Because I can't debate them in the streets, I'm left to do with what I'm about to do on the other side.
I've got some good news, ladies and gentlemen. After over 2 years of being sold out, Ultimate Bone Broth is now back in stock and updated even stronger at InfoWarsStore.com. Concentrated bone broth from chickens, chaga mushroom, and so many other amazing ingredients like turmeric and bee pollen. Learn about the effects and what it does for your body at InfoWarsStore.com because it is the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
What in the world?
Mm. But now with the milk, I was like, whoa, this has milk in it.
Whoa.
It tastes like good. Damn, this tastes so good. Tastes like the best milkshake ever. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support, liquid, is very fast-acting, taken out of the tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas.
but this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So count it out. Sold out for more than 5 months. It's now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore. Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts of what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda at the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
InfoWars.com/show.
Final segment here of the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And boy, 3 hours is never enough. It's the fastest 3 hours on the internet. But here you go. It's your climate activist starter pack. You need millions and billions of dollars. You need an armored SUV convoy. You need private jets. You need your swastika. You've got your multiple mansions with the AC and the heating and your heavily armed security team. You're also anti-gun with your armed security. It's your climate activist starter pack. And so Bill Gates, of course, is your great example of your climate activist starter pack. And but here he is defending the blatant and obvious hypocrisy of his own lifestyle versus what he promotes in clip 5.
What do you say to the charge that if you are a climate change campaigner, but you also travel around the world on a private jet, you're a hypocrite?
Well, I by the gold standard of funding Climeworks to do direct air capture that far exceeds my family's carbon footprint. Oh. And I spend billions of dollars on climate innovation. Huh. So, you know, should I stay at home and not come to Kenya and learn about farming and malaria? Anyway, I mean, I'm comfortable with the idea that not only am I not part of the problem by paying for the offsets, but also through the billions that my Breakthrough Energy Group is spending, that I'm part of the solution.
Now, as he swallows his own spittle, knowing he just got caught in an obvious lie, his lifestyle lie. But what did he just admit there? It's amazing what he just admitted. One, hey, it's okay. I pay billions of dollars to fly around the country. Oh, so you get it? You, the average American that doesn't have billions of dollars, you don't get to fly. You don't get to drive. You don't get to have steak. You don't get to have air conditioning. That's only for the elite. So yeah, they're stopping man-made climate change, but they have enough money to pay the taxes to still fly on planes and drive cars. See? Wow. Boy, take that message to heart. Take that message to heart. But it's even worse than that. Because he says, well, I'm the good guy though. I get to do it because I'm Bill Gates. So it's beyond just the, hey, I'm rich, I can pay the taxes, which is meant to set it up so that you that can't afford it can't fly or drive a car. But it's the attitude like John Kerry. I'm more important than you. You're a pleb. You're a serf. You're a slave. You're a peasant. I'm John Kerry. I'm Bill Gates. I get to fly around. I can pay the taxes. You, the average scum, the worthless eater, fuck you. I'm Bill Gates. Be my slave. Take my vaccine. Live in a pod. Just die already, you useless eater. Great job by that interviewee on BBC, though. I mean, Bill Gates swallowing his spittle, knowing his total fraud has just been exposed. Now, why did I talk about what I did in the last segment? It was building up to this. I can't go out and debate liberals because I just get attacked. It's sad, but it's true. So what I can do, though, is I can play liberal videos and respond to their takes and just absolutely annihilate their logic, absolutely annihilate what tiny intellect they have. Here's a perfect example. Now, this girl is promoted by Twitter, may even get paid by the Democrat Party. I don't know. It's one of those individuals that you always see popping up in your newsfeed, even though you don't follow her, and all she does is promote Democrat Party propaganda. But she's extremely triggered because Mike Huckabee, and you may have seen this if you watch Fox News, has a publication called, I think it's called Trumpism and Christianity or something like that, Trumpism and Christianity for Children. And it just talks about Trump's policies and conservative policy. And it talks about the founding of America and Christianity. And so this leftist, defunct, broken brain, Kathy Abu, I think is her name, is responding to this. And so I'm going to respond to her response because she'll never come on and debate me. Open invitation to Kathy Abu or whatever your name is. You're welcome to come on these airwaves anytime and espouse your political ideology. And I invite you to come defeat me in a debate. If you have the nerve, if you have the gumption, but you don't, so I'm wasting my breath. But so let's just absolutely destroy her logic. She's mad at Mike Huckabee's book promoting conservative values and Christianity to children on Fox News. And so here's her response, guys. Go first to clip 9.
Conservatives love to talk about liberal indoctrination, but did you know Mike Huckabee has a Christian nationalist?
See, right out of the gates, it's a lie. She says liberal indoctrination. And you're thinking, oh, liberal, what? No. We're talking about you promoting racial propaganda to children, making them think about the skin color of their classmate sitting next to them. We're talking about you telling 3-year-olds how you want to play with their private parts and showing them how to use sex toys and condoms. We're talking about you wanting to genitally mutilate children before they even hit puberty. This isn't liberal indoctrination. Nice try. Nice try with your shield of liberal. No. It's perverted indoctrination. It's sexual perversion indoctrination. It's racial bigotry and racism indoctrination. It's not liberal. Continue.
Schooling program, and I signed up for it. The way he hooks you in is with these kids' guide magazines, which he often advertises on Fox News.
Pause it.
I finally bit the...
Hooks you in. He shows a picture of an American flag and an eagle. Hooks you in. You show the gay pride flag, and then you go out on the street with men naked, shoving their junk in children's face. Hooks you in. Hooks you in with an American flag and an eagle. Again, but oh, liberals, what do they hook you in with? They show you a gay flag, and then you remove the flag. It's a naked dude shaking his junk in front of your child. Continue.
And got 3. The Kid's Guide to Socialism, One Nation Under God, and the Kid's Guide to President Trump.
Oh my gosh.
I say bought because even though it's marketed as a free kid's guide, it's also a conservative grift. So you pay $1 for shipping, then you also have to get
separate. A conservative grift. It's called capitalism. I don't know what else to say. Continue.
Kids magazine for $1. And then if you don't read the fine print, you're going to pay another $20 in 30 days because you're actually getting a subscription.
Pause it.
Way too much.
Now, this is a standard tactic. Everybody does this, whether it's Amazon, a movie subscription service, everybody does this. You get the free or the original price, and then they tell you, if you don't cancel or do this by this date, the price goes up or you continue paying. That is totally normal. Everybody does that. They all do that with their leftist publications. So again, it's just, it just continue here.
Single TikTok. So if you want to know more, go to my YouTube channel for the full video.
Oh,
but here are some of the
pause
highlights.
But it's a grift. It's a grift. Oh, here's some of the information, but go to my monetized YouTube channel for all the information. Oh, but it's a grift, she says. Oh, okay.
Page that just straight up says capitalism good, socialism bad. At one point, Mike Huckabee tells your child not to share because socialism. The kid's guide about religion, which is just 20 pages of Christian nationalist BS, tells your child that God made Americans better than other people. You also hear a lot about Judeo-Christian values, but there's barely anything about
now,
Jewish
people.
Now pause it.
She says all this stuff, but she doesn't actually read any quotes. Now, let me just pause it real quick. If I don't finish it, it's okay. We've had our fun here. We've annihilated this young girl's intellect enough for one day. I don't want to embarrass her any further. She's a young girl. She's got plenty of growing to do. We're all young and stupid. But, you know, this whole notion of capitalism being bad, it needs to be put to rest. By the way, you're a capitalist. You make money off of your work. You're a capitalist. So just stop it. And this whole thing is, like this one account, a Democrat-promoted propaganda account, Nina Turner, capitalism created the poverty that we now see. Folks, capitalism saved the world from poverty. Why is this so hard for liberals to understand? Why is this so hard for Democrats to understand? Why is the standard of living in America greater than maybe every country on earth? I don't know if it is still to this day, but for the large majority of recent American history, highest standard of living on the planet, strongest currency on the planet. Best economy, GDP, on the planet. Why? Because of capitalism. Capitalism, free market capitalism, is what takes people out of poverty. Free market capitalism is what takes the lower class and expands it into the middle class. It's what defeated oligarchies. It's what defeated elitism. It's what defeated royalty hoarding all the cash. And by the way, all the scientific data is out there to prove it. And it's all this stuff where you can see great victories of capitalism. And they say this is bad when capitalists save one another and fund one another and help one another out. And they say that's somehow a loss for capitalism. And now, so I'm out of time here. But imagine, if you promote Christianity and capitalism, that's bad. That's childhood indoctrination. But if you tell kids and you intentionally abuse them by tricking them and deceiving them, saying, you're a boy, but you might be a girl. Hey, go chop your genitals off. That's all good. That's where these people stand. And all I can do is respond to their ludicrous videos on the internet because they'll never come on to debate me. And I can't go out and debate them in the streets because all they do is assault me.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there. And your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Introducing InfoWars super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more.
Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off where you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.